you talk a little bit about where you guys are at right now? A lot of injuries hitting this team at a bad time.
Yeah, we're 1-2, but we're focused on the guys that are ready to go and correct the stuff we saw on tape from yesterday. And, you know, we've got a single focus, and that's going out and beating Atlanta.
How much confidence you got in Teddy Bridgewater?
Full confidence. I mean, we should win every single game we play with him at quarterback.
John, what happened to the wrist?
Nothing. I'm fine.
Offensive line, obviously, you guys want to get the running game going. There's some issues up there, or are you guys just getting it together?
You know, it comes down to all 11 guys. That's what it always is, whether it's running the ball, pass protection, everything. So everybody's got to do their part. We have to execute better as an offense. And, you know, we can't have a guy make a mistake here, a guy make a mistake there. We all have to execute all the time.
What does Teddy bring to this offense that excites you?
You know, I thought he made a few plays with his legs yesterday, picking up some first downs when, you know, the other team was, you know, just kind of left the middle of the field as an open void. A lot of poise for a rookie, I mean, an incredible amount. And he can throw the ball around the field, so we're excited.
How much pressure does this put on a line now with running backs that are not getting the reps that they've gotten before? Now they're expected to carry the load, and now you have a rookie quarterback behind you. Does it change how much the line has to do?
No, I don't believe so. You know, we've got a job to do, and that's regardless of who's playing.
Is it easier to cover a mistake when you got a guy like Peterson back there? I mean, make something happen on his own?
No.
What struck you most about the way Teddy handled that situation, being thrown into it in the middle like that?
I don't think anything struck me. You know, we've seen him since OTAs and throughout this season so far, and he's done an incredible job. He's always been very poised. Greg Jennings and I had a conversation about that during training camp. Obviously, it's a difficult circumstance. I mean, it's never fun coming in as a backup because you don't know specifically that you're going to go in the game. But he came in, handled it well, led us on some long drives. Unfortunately, we didn't finish in the red zone, didn't score enough touchdowns to win that game.
John, thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Yep.
Thanks, John.